This morning we are on week number 6. We have one more week, which is next week. And next week we'll talk about recognizing the voice of God through relationship. This morning we will talk about how to steward what God speaks to you. We've talked about a lot of things. The very first message we talked about being a sheep of God. And that was basically the foundation, that if you are a follower of Jesus, you can hear the voice of God. There's no spooky stuff about that. It's not weird. It's not strange. As a matter of fact, if you are a Christian, you have heard the voice of God, or you would not be a Christian. If you have repented of your sins and placed your faith in Jesus, you have heard the voice of God. Now, maybe no one's told you that. Maybe no one's explained it to you like that. But if you have actually given your life to Christ, if you are a follower of Christ, then you can hear the voice of God. You've already started hearing the voice of God. The thing is learning how to get better at it. Learning how to hear it better and learning how to recognize it over all the other voices in the world that's going on all around us all the time. But if you belong to Christ, if you are a sheep of Jesus, you can hear his voice. Week number 2, we talked about being a friend of God, and that if you are a friend of God, then you can hear the voice of God, and that God calls us friends. You speak to your friends, right? And your friends speak back to you. Well, that's what God does with us. The third week, we talked about being prophets. Once again, that's not some weird, crazy thing out there, because all a prophet is someone who can hear the voice of God, and then whatever God has spoken to them, they give it to somebody else. They speak it to somebody else. That's a prophet. And that all New Testament believers, if you are a follower of Jesus, you have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you. That means that you can hear the voice of God. And if you hear the voice of God, then you can speak that word to someone else. And that God can give you a word for other people as well. See, the Old Testament prophets, they only had God upon them, the Spirit of God upon them. We have the Spirit of God within you. So all of this is based on Christian teaching and Christian doctrine. The foundation is that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. Week number 4, I gave you 4 ways to help you hear the voice of God, to make yourself available to hear the voice of God. The first thing to do was to set an appointment with God. Have a daily appointment, a daily time that you meet with God to hear his voice speak to you. The second thing to do is that when you're at that appointment is to be still and worship. Now, when I say be still, I mean be still, not just physically, but mentally. Because it's that mental noise that keeps you from hearing the voice of God. When you're thinking about, I've got to change the oil in my car today. I got to be at work at 9:30. I got to change the baby's diaper. Whatever it may be, all that mental noise keeps you from hearing the voice of God. All those worries and anxieties. So you have to be still and then worship. And as you worship God, God will come in with a tangible presence. Then you pray and read. That means that you open up the Bible and you begin reading Scripture. Because the primary way that God speaks to us is through his word. So you pray, you say, God, help me to hear your voice. God, speak to me. As I read your word, help me to understand your word, because the Holy Spirit is our teacher. All that I do as a pastor and a preacher and teacher is tell you that, is point you back to the Holy Spirit and tell you that the Holy Spirit is your real teacher. Don't look to me for everything. Don't look to Randy for everything, because the Holy Spirit can teach you as well. So pray and read. And then the very last thing to do is to listen and write. So then you've got to take time to listen to the voice of God. And as God speaks to you, write it down. Write down what God is speaking to you so that you can go back to it. 6 months down the road, you can go back to it and go, hey, that's pretty awesome. God told me to do this. God gave me wisdom and guidance and I did it. And that just increases your faith. Then last week, we talked about how to confirm that God has actually spoken to you. And the first way to confirm that is to ask yourself, does it line up with God's word? If it doesn't line up with what God has already written in Scripture, then God did not speak it to you. Very often, we do things sometimes and say, well, God told me to do that, but God didn't really tell you to do that because it's going against Scripture. So we must always ask ourselves, does it line up with the Bible? The second way to confirm if God has spoken to you is to surround yourself with godly counsel. To surround yourself with godly people who can help you discern if God has spoken to you or not. Now, from my experience, that's where most Christians are lacking. Most of us Christians try to live this Christian life by ourselves. We have this idea as Americans. It's really American society that's guilty of that. Because as Americans, we are ultra individualistic. And we don't like anybody talking to us about what we should be doing or what we shouldn't be doing. Because we're so individualistic. But we must surround ourselves with godly people who also know the word and who also hear God speaking to them. And you go to them and you say, listen, I think I've gotten a word from God. Can you help me discern that? Can you help me confirm that? And if they're good, godly people, they can do that. Especially if they're more mature than you are, because they've already been down the road. And they should already have experience hearing the voice of God in their lives. And I want to pause right there and tell you, find people that are more mature than you spiritually. Don't surround yourself with just peers, people who are at the same level, because they haven't been down the road. See, if you're riding in the car with someone and they've never been to the same place that you have been, you wouldn't ask them for directions, would you? No, because they don't know where to go either. And so you have to find people that's already been there, that's been down the road. So surround yourself with mature believers. And then the last way to confirm if God has spoken to you is to ask yourself, do I have peace about this? Do I have an underlining peace about what God has spoken to me? Now, that doesn't mean that you may not feel uncomfortable. Because very often when God speaks to us, he pulls us out of our comfort zone. So that's not what I mean. If you've ever had God speak to you, and you know it's God speaking to you, you know what I'm talking about. God pulls you out of that comfort zone. He asks you to do things that you haven't done before. And you know why? That's how you grow. That's how you grow as a Christian, is God stretching you that way. So this morning I want to talk to you about stewarding the voice of God. How to steward what God speaks to you. Now the first thing that I want to show you this morning is what we've been unpacking this whole time. Hearing God is not something you do. It's someone you are. It's not a task that you perform. If you're a child of God, you can hear the voice of God. The thing is learning how to get better at it, maturing in it, and learning how to distinguish the voice of God from the voice of the world. Recently, I had someone tell me, well, I've always thought that the voice of God was the voice of reason, the voice of logic. If I listen to my conscience, then that's the voice of God speaking to you. Yes and no. And I want to stress the no before anything. Because your logic and your reasoning has to be redeemed. If you've learned to reason from the world, if you've learned the world's logic, that needs to be redeemed. That needs to be changed. So it's not just logic. It's not just reasoning. When Jesus walked on the water, is that pure human logic? Is that pure human reasoning? No, it's not. When the Red Sea split, when God told Moses, hey, I'm going to split the Red Sea and you guys are going to walk across this, is that pure human logic? No, it's not. So you can't just rely on human logic and human reasoning, because God is ultra logical. He uses reasoning that is beyond our reasoning. And once you get to the other side of it, you'll go, whoo, that was awesome. But you'll understand it once you're on the other side of it. So it's not just pure reason. It's not just pure logic. It's learning how to hear the voice of God. So the first thing that I want to show you this morning is this. Steward what you hear. Verse of scripture from Matthew chapter 4. Then he said to them, Jesus speaking to his disciples, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Hold it right there for just a moment. I want you to really hear what Jesus is saying here. This is more than just finances. A lot of times when we read this verse or we read this scripture here, people talk about finances. With the same measure that you give, it'll be given back to you, and that kind of thing. But Jesus is talking about what you hear. That's what he said, right? Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, with the same measure that you hear from God, with the same measure that you're obeying the voice of God, it will be measured to you. So you'll get more. So God begins speaking to you, but the more that you're obedient to what God is speaking to you, the more that you'll hear God speaking to you. And that is the trick there. You have got to be obedient to what God is speaking to you right now. And to you who hear, more will be given. As we continue to read, for whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. So the first thing we see here is to steward what you hear. Manage well what you hear God speaking to you. If you're reading scripture and you read something that you understand and it tells you to go out and do something, do what it says. Go ahead and just shut the Bible and do what it says. There's a great man of God who once said, "It's not the things in the Bible that I do not understand that bother me. It's the things that I do understand." And the thing is that if we're not practicing what we already know, you're not going to learn anymore. God's not going to reveal anything else to you if you are not obeying what he's already telling you. He's not going to reveal more to you. So whenever we're reading scripture, it might be good for us that whenever we read scripture and we come across something and we're told to do something, maybe we should just close the Bible and begin doing exactly what we just read so that we can begin to learn even more. The truth of the matter is that all of us in this room know much more than we actually put into practice. We've been in church, most of us, all our lives. And if we have been, then we probably know much more than what we're actually practicing. There's about 10 different ways that I can think of that God speaks to us. I'm just going to go through these really quickly. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on these, but I'm just trying to give you an idea. God speaks to you through your circumstances. Is something terrible and bad and awful going on in your life? Well, listen to the voice of God in it. Because God will very often speak to you through your circumstances, even if it's a bad thing. We often think that God's only working in our lives when it's good. But God is even working in your life and speaking to you even in the bad situations. God will speak to you through counsel, through other believers speaking to you. If a mature believer comes to you and they're giving you counsel, take heed, listen to what they're saying, pray about it, because they're probably right about it. That's been my experience. They're probably right about what they're saying. God speaks to you through peace, a peace that he can give you. God speaks to you through people, not just godly people. You want to listen to the godly people and take their counsel, but sometimes God will even speak to you through a donkey. I mean, didn't he do that in scripture? I mean, God can speak to you through a lot of different ways. Sometimes he can speak to you through someone that is not a believer. So it's always good to hear and be aware of what God is saying in your life. God can speak to you through dreams and visions. That's not some weird, wacky thing either. Read the Bible. It's there. God can speak to you through your thoughts. He can speak to you through natural events. He can speak to you through supernatural events. Obviously, God can speak to you through the Bible, and more so than often, in any other way, God speaks to you through a still, small voice. Generally, God doesn't come up to you and just slap you on the head. And you go, "Oh, that's God speaking to me." Usually, you have to pray about it. And you have to seek God more about it. And you have to find more counsel about it. Now, there are times God can speak to you where you go, "Oh, I know definitely that is God speaking to you." But generally, you have to pray about it more. You have to open up your Bible and read. You have to find other believers to help you discover that. So first thing is steward what you hear. The next thing is steward how you hear. Let me back up for just a second before I talk about stewarding how you hear. Satan, the devil. Scripture refers to him as the prince of the power of the air. How do you hear things? Through the air. For instance, The devil's real good about taking your words and twisting it and making them into something that you really did not say. For instance, a husband and wife can be at home and the husband can say, "Hey, baby, what's for supper?" And then the enemy will say, "You hear what he just said to you? What's for supper? What does he mean by that? Baby, what's for supper? What is he trying to say to you? Is he trying to say you're not cooking? Is he trying to say that you don't take care of him?" I mean, I'm sure that's kind of happened to us a lot, hasn't it? I mean, has someone ever taken your words to mean something that you did not say? Has that ever happened? Well, okay, a prince of the power of the air can take the spoken word and twist that stuff. So we must be careful about what we are hearing. Now, I'm not a legalistic person, so I'm not going to tell you not to watch movies or read certain kind of books or not to listen to certain kind of music. But I will say this about the things that we watch and hear. We need to be careful about what we're hearing, about what we're putting into our lives, that we need to be wise about it and not just accept everything that we hear, not just to accept everything that we read. We need to be wise about it. We need to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit about it. Steward what you hear. Manage well what you hear. And then steward how you hear. Now, this is interesting because I just read to you Matthew chapter 4, some verses from it. But now I'm going to read to you Luke chapter 8. And it seems to be almost the same thing, but it's not. There's one word that's different. "Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him." Now, what do I mean by steward how you hear? Not just steward what you hear, but steward how you hear as well. Well, let me read this verse of scripture to you from James. "But he gives more grace. Therefore," he says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." That whenever we hear God speaking to us, we need to hear it with humbleness. We need to hear it with humility. Very often we start out this Christian life, we start out this Christian walk humble. But then as we learn more, and as we seem to be gaining some stride in following Jesus better, we get a little bit more prideful in our walk. But we must learn how to remain humble. And when you're someone who is hearing the voice of God in your life, and you're learning how to discern that voice better, remain humble. Do not allow that ability that you're learning to cause you to become spiritually prideful. Why is that? Because, if you'll back it back up, he gives grace, more grace, to those who are humble. But he resists the proud. You know, James talks about two resisting in his scripture. Two ways that we can experience resistance. One is that if we're prideful, God will resist us. But we can also resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now, why would God resist us? If you think about this for just a moment. If you're resisting God in your life, if you're becoming prideful and God's resisting you, that means that you are on the opposing team. You're listening to the wrong voice. You're following the wrong voices. You're on the opposing team. And if you're on the opposing team, if you're not resisting the devil, right? If you're prideful and you're on the opposing team, well, then God is resisting you. Why would he do that? Why would God play against us? I mean, that's what we're saying here. God will play against you. Why is that? So that he can tackle you. So he can get you back to your knees. So he can bring you to repentance. So he can turn you around. So we must steward how we hear. We must be humble in how we hear the voice of God, how we understand the word of God. Never become spiritually prideful. Never become self-righteous. Because when we become that way, God resists us. And our ability then to begin to hear the voice of God clearly begins to erode. It becomes weak. Even if we've had experience with hearing his voice, if we begin to resist God and God's resisting us, if we're prideful, self-righteous, that ability will begin to erode. So God wants us to come to repentance whenever we get to that place, right? You still with me? All right. Repeat this after me. Say, I must steward what I hear. And I must steward how I hear. Steward what you hear and steward how you hear. The last thing is this. Heed what you hear. Both of those verses, if we read them, if we go back to them, both of them say, therefore, take heed. What does that mean to do? It means to do what you've been told to do. If you do not obey what God is speaking to you, whether that's through his word or whether it's to your spirit, if you do not do what he is speaking to you, then he's not going to continue speaking to you. If you are someone who has heard the voice of God in your life and it's been a long time since you've heard his guidance, since you've heard his wisdom or his knowledge, this is what I would tell you to do. Go back to the last place of disobedience. Go back to the last place where you disobeyed God, where you disobeyed what he told you to do. And then ask yourself, did I do what God told me to do? Because God will not take you further than your last act of disobedience. We need to really understand that. God will not take you past your last act of disobedience. Will he forgive you? Yes. But I'm not talking about being forgiven. I'm talking about your spiritual maturity. God will not mature you past your last act of disobedience. He'll forgive you for the disobedience. But if you're wanting to grow, then you need to do what he told you to do. You need to be obedient to what he said. There's no such thing as being 50% obedient. That's still 100% disobedient. Let's look at Jonah. It's God speaking to Jonah. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now what happened to Jonah when he disobeyed what God told him to do? He ended up on a ship with a bunch of unbelievers. And he nearly threw himself overboard to drown himself, to kill himself because of the storm that he was in. And then he found himself in the belly of a whale. Why? Why was he in those places? Because he was disobedient. He was disobedient to what God had spoken to him to do. And what he did was run the other way. He tried to flee from it. So what did God do? God resisted him. We just talked about that. God resisted him. God tackled him and jumped on him. And brought him to repentance in the belly of that whale, didn't he? And then when he repented in the belly of the whale, then the whale spit him out. God resists us when we're prideful. Let me tell you what, if you're disobeying what God has told you to do, that is prideful. Because you're saying, God, I know better than you, so I'm not going to do that. Now, you may not vocally say that, but that's what you're saying. If God has led you to do something and you're not doing it, you're just saying, God, I know better than you and I'm not doing that. It's pride. God resists the prideful, so that the prideful will come back to repentance and faith and repent. So we must steward what we hear. Steward how you hear. And then take heed. Do whatever God is speaking to you to do. Because that is the only way that you will grow. That is the only way that you will become the disciple that Jesus wants you to be. And you need to hear what I'm saying here. I'm not saying that you're not saved. I'm not saying that you're not going to go to heaven. What I'm telling you is that you will not be the mature believer, disciple that Christ would want you to be if you're not obeying what he's speaking to you. So you cannot grow. You'll never see the victorious, abundant Christian life that he would have for you on this side of eternity. Not saying that you're not saved. I'm just saying you're missing out. And we don't want to miss out, do we? I mean, we want to have everything that God would want for us, so that we can grow and be the people that he really wants us to be. And there's something beautiful. I want to tell you right now, there's something beautiful about hearing God speak to you. And then you step out to do whatever it is in faith. You'll sense freedom. You'll sense liberty. Even if you're scared to death to do what he's leading you to do, you will find true freedom. You will find true liberty in your life. And then you'll get like this excitement about, God, I want to talk to you all the time. God, I want to hear your voice speaking to me all the time. And you'll want to hear him more and more and more and more in your life. But in order for that to happen, you have to what? Steward it well. You know, we have to steward more than just our money. We have to steward what God is speaking to us. Otherwise, he will not continue to speak to us.